I want to like cater to my man if I do have a man. I do.
Okay.
I want to be like his safe haven. Mm-hmm. Like when he's had a long day, he come home, food on the table, like loving on the bed, like all that.
Okay. Loving on the bed.
Hey, what's the name of this f-ing show?
I Talk Great.
I Talk Great.
Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray, and I am here with Kalani.
Hello.
How are you doing, queen?
Good. How are you?
I am doing awesome. You good? How's your week been so far?
It's been all right. We here. That's all yes. that matters.
Yes. It was a little minute, you know, but we made it happen.
Yes, we sure did.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to have you.
Thank you. You know, I'm glad to be here, really.
Okay. I like that. You know, I know you're serious.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just going to jump right into it. But before we do that, where are you from?
I am from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, specifically Miramar.
Okay. Fort Lauderdale?
Yes. The Dale.
Okay.
Yes.
So kind of give us an overview of, like, who are you?
I am Kalani. I am very emotional.
Okay.
Very emotional.
Okay.
Happy go person. Funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way I could describe myself. Very thankful.
Thankful. Yeah. Well, that's good. So when you say emotional, are you emotionally unstable? Are you emotionally mature?
Both?
Okay. Okay.
Both of them.
Depending on the situation?
Depending on the situation, yes.
Okay. So give us an example of when you would be emotionally unstable.
If I'm in a bad relationship. Yeah, I go a little crazy.
Okay, you go a little loco?
A little loco, just a little bit.
Okay. So when are you emotionally mature?
I try to be in most situations, but sometimes my emotions sometimes take over. Mm-hmm. And I'll just think more with emotion instead of the mentally part.
Okay. So your book here now, you know. That's emotionally unstable. The book or?
The book, yeah.
Okay.
I was going through some things, you know.
I mean, I see that a little bit as I was reading, you know. So just give us an overview. Define daddy issues.
Daddy issues to me is basically a girl that was physically, mentally, emotionally hurt by her father that mm-hmm. was either there in her life or wasn't there or both in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically doesn't really know the way of a man mm-hmm. because the example that they had wasn't really a good example.
Okay, so your dad wasn't in your life at all?
He was in and out. Uh-huh. When he was in, it could be good, it could be bad. Mm-hmm. Majority of the times bad. When he was out, I felt like it was just as bad as him being in.
When he was out, you felt like it was just as bad being in?
Yeah.
What made you feel like that?
Because I wanted my dad in my life. I wanted him to be a stable dad.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him to be there for me. I wanted him to love me properly as a dad, but he just never did.
Okay. So we're going to get into that, mm-hmm. you know, of course. So what made you write the book, though? What made you want to come out?
Write the book?
Yes.
So basically, I was going through a really, really bad situationship.
Situationship?
Yes.
Situationship.
Okay. Okay. Not dating, but I could have sworn that was my man, okay?
Okay, using a situation.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And should I tell the full story? Like the
relationship? I mean, we want to.
Okay, so.
What's good?
I was talking to a boy.
Uh-huh.
I met him at my job at the time, Waffle House. Ooh, mm-hmm. I hope I don't get sued for that.
Nah, you good.
I met him at Waffle House.
Yeah.
A girl in his car introduced us. And when I first met him, he didn't see me. I didn't see him. She mm-hmm. saw me.
Mm-hmm.
So they got their food. They left. The girl was driving. She drove back. Mm-hmm. And told me, hey, come to the car. I'm like, oh, what happened? Like, something wrong with your food? Because I'm thinking something wrong with food.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, no, my homeboy wants your number. I'm like, okay, well, who are you? She goes, oh, I'm just a friend. I'm like, okay. You
know, so he sent the girl to go do the work?
No, he didn't see me yet. She told him, oh, like, there's a pretty girl.
Okay, so she was trying to line it up for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Wait for this. So, you know, me and him got to know each other. You know, it was a real bad relationship. When we first did start talking, I asked him, okay, who's that girl in the car? He's like, okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. That's my girlfriend, but like we have an open relationship. We're like, we just make money together.
Like on some polygamy type stuff.
No, the way he explained it is she did her own thing. He did his own thing, but they're just together because they make good money. So I was like, okay.
So it's like an open relationship.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I could do that. Because obviously she's okay with it. Like, you know, that was a huge red flag. Run if you ever go through that.
I mean, I wouldn't, but go ahead.
Really? So, you know, we got to know each other. And I think around last year, October, I get a phone call saying, oh, is Jay still dealing? Oh.
She didn't put to mind. It's okay.
Is he still dealing with you? Yeah. Is he still dealing with you?
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah. She goes, well, I'm his wife. We're married. Like, that day I met you, like, we was married. Like, we've been married.
Hold on.
Like,
the girl that lined you up?
Yes.
That was his wife?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, but what's wrong with that? Like,
I guess, so the whole situation was they were supposed to have a threesome with me. It wasn't supposed to be where he did his own thing with me.
She wanted to share you.
Yeah, but then later she found out that it was he was doing his own thing separately. Like, he wasn't going through with the plan that they had planned out.
He was being selfish. He wanted you all for himself.
Yeah.
Ah.
So, found out he got married. And before I found this out, we were trying to do the whole threesome couple thing because I didn't want to let him go. We had did already 3 years. So I was like, I'm not going nowhere. You know, like, I feel like I already wasted my time. Like, okay, we have to work this out.
Yeah, we got to do something.
Yeah, like, I'm not going absolutely nowhere. So one night we was drinking, and after drinking, I went to the car. He walked me out to the car, and I was like, look, I'm too drunk to drive, but we were still out there talking for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she didn't like that. And she asked me, I was a little drunk. She asked me a question, and I don't know what the hell the question was, and she just beat me up.
So was this the Princess and the Frog story?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to put two and two together.
Yeah.
Okay, so this type of situation you're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm seeing here from your book, are you saying your dad is the reason why you made these poor choices?
I don't want to say that because I'm a grown-up, and I have the right to pick and choose, but I do want to say that he's the reason why I thought that was okay. Like, it wasn't okay. Like, it was not okay to think that. Because with that relationship, too, he wasn't in my life as much neither. He would go in and out. So it was like, it wasn't really like a stable relationship as well neither.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, I accepted it because I'm like, I'm thinking that's normal. I'm thinking that that's what men do. That's what you have to deal with in the territory of a man.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to accept it. So I don't want to blame everything on him because I had a right to walk away, but I just didn't because I really wanted a male figure in my life. Like, I really wanted a man in my life that would stay and be consistent. Like, I don't know.
Was he older than you?
No, we was like around the same age.
Okay. But you wanted a man in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, do you feel like you was trying to fill a void?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
And that was my problem.
Okay. Do you think most women are aware that they may have daddy issues?
I think some are aware, but they don't want to accept it because I feel like as a woman, it feels like you're taking the power away from yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, and that kind of sucks when you're a woman. You know, we're growing up, we're taught to be strong, but not too strong to a man. We're taught to, you know, do certain things, but still have that power. And you don't ever want to take away your power as a woman.
No, correct. Okay, I understand. So do you think you can love a man properly if you didn't get love properly from your dad?
I would love to say yes. Yeah, hopefully one day. Hopefully when I take some more time to understand my issues, correct my problems.
Okay. Because I know you know, you didn't get the proper love
that
you
feel
you should get, right? So do you think you can love properly?
I think I could love properly if I really took time to myself. I really think so. Like, I really need to understand that love doesn't have to come along with other stuff, like other bad stuff. Like, I deserve to have good love, a man that loves me wholeheartedly, a man that wants to treat me right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to understand that.
Okay. Do you understand that?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
We learning.
It's a process.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm. Facts. Okay, so let me ask you a question, right? So women who be thirst trapping on the gram, right? Do you think that's attention or validation that she wished she received from her dad? That's why a lot of women are thirst trapping, so they say?
That I can't say because some people don't even have daddy issues and they still thirst trap. They just do it for like money or attention. They just have like an attention thing. Mm-hmm. But I still do feel like a lot of women nowadays want a male validation because they probably didn't have none growing up. So like a male's validation is everything to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you have to learn that it's not everything. You have to validate yourself before you can let anybody validate you.
Okay. All right. She's got some wisdom.
Not just a little bit.
Okay. So how would you describe your relationship with your father now?
There's none. I don't want none.
Really?
Mm-mm. I felt like the stuff he put me through, I felt like it's just dead. Like the stuff he put me through was just too much. It was messing up my mental health. It was messing up relationships I was dealing with. Because I feel like once you open that door of, I guess,
We try not to.
Okay. Once you open that door of like bullshit and allow certain stuff, that door never closes. So I just had to close the door and just say like, no, this has to be a stop because I'm allowing stuff and it's leaking into my relationships. And I'm thinking that things that meant, you know, my lovers are putting me through, it's is acceptable and it's not.
Okay. So you said, okay, you don't really have a relationship with your dad, right? You don't care to have one, all right? So do you feel like that'll continue to impact your personal relationships though?
No.
No?
I feel like him being in my life was because he was still being like emotionally abusive, like just the antics he would do. Like 1 second we could be good, we'd be calm, and then next second he's just cussing me out or just disappearing. And I felt like I was just accepting more BS, you know? And I don't want to accept any BS in my life. I don't got time for that. I'm too grown. I understand the situation. Yeah. And I'm not doing it no more.
Okay. All right. She says she don't want no drama.
No drama. No.
Okay. Okay. So what type of identity do you think you created by having daddy issues, though?
I want male validation. Well, I did. I want male validation. I felt like I really didn't know what I wanted in a lover. Like, I still don't know what I want in a lover, honestly. Really? Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel like I think I want what I think I want in a lover because I didn't have my dad, and I just want to fill that hole of what he didn't do on the next guy. And it shouldn't be like that.
Okay.
It shouldn't be like that. It's not his job to fulfill my dad's role. It's his job to be my lover.
Okay. So what do you think makes a woman marriage material?
I don't know.
At least she's keeping it honest. She said, I don't know. So do you consider yourself marriage material now?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'm a good woman. Yeah.
Okay. Good woman or marriage material? You know, that's two different things.
Yeah, I think I'm good marriage material. I think I'm very like understanding and loving, but I just want the same from him. I want him to be just as understanding and loving and patient with me as well. Because, you know, just as he's growing, I'm growing as well too. You know, it's not my job to heal him. It's not his job to heal me, but we could just work together and heal together. Okay. Like, if that makes sense.
So then what would you consider marriage material then? If you said you consider yourself to be marriage material.
A woman that's understanding, a woman that's patient. Emphasis on the patient because men can put you through some stuff.
Okay.
She gotta cook and clean. She gotta understand. She gotta understand.
Really? You cooking and cleaning?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I wanna like cater to my man if I do have a man. I do.
Okay.
I wanna be like his safe haven. Like when he's had a long day, he come home, food on the table, like loving on the bed, like all that.
Okay. Loving on the bed. Okay. So like, what are some specific challenges, right, that you face as a result of having that relationship with your dad?
I could never find a good man. I can't find one for nothing. Lord mercy. And then if I do find a good man, I can't keep him because I'm so overbearing because I'm scared that he might leave and it scares them away, you know? Like, it's real bad.
So what are some things you're doing that you're afraid of?
I constantly need to feel validated. I just need more attention than the regular person does because I want to feel as if, like, you're not going to leave me. And that's not good, you know?
So you want him to be obsessed with you?
A little bit. But that's not good. That's not good.
I mean, you see those memes on social media, you know, be obsessed with me.
Yeah, but that's not good to be obsessed with
somebody. No, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
It's so kind of like, toxic.
I feel like that's messing me up because I feel like the moment I meet a man, I want him to be obsessed instantly. And it shouldn't be like that. Y'all should build slowly. You shouldn't dump your traumas on him. Like, that's not his job to sit there and try to, like, fix your traumas. You have to do that yourself. You have to take time to notice, hey, this is my problem. I have daddy issues. You know, stuff like this bothers me when a man doesn't do it. And you have to fix that.
Okay. All right. Yes, you definitely have to fix that. All right. So have you found ways to cope with the daddy issues? What are some ways that you're coping?
The book. writing the book. I feel like that helped me a lot. I feel like that really helped me a lot. Like
expressing yourself?
Not even expressing, but that was the first time in my life where I actually like accepted like, okay, I have daddy issues. Mm-hmm. Like other times I knew I had it, but I'll just try to be like, no, I'm just being very emotional. Like I'm just blaming things on this one issue, but I really do have daddy issues. Like I really did want a male figure in my life and it just, you know, yeah.
Are you a business owner, entrepreneur, entertainer, and you got a story to tell? You want to get your brand out there to the world? Well, you reached the right place. Let's set up an exclusive interview between me and you. I Talk Gray, and we're going to go ahead and get your brand out there to the world. But here's what you do. Go ahead and send me an email with the words gray at italkgraymedia@gmail.com. See you soon. Okay. All right. So I was reading the book, right? You said you were content with not having your dad in your life because you didn't want that type of toxic love, right? Mm-hmm. But then you still forgave him. Why?
Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to hold a grudge on him. He did what he did. He's not going to fix it. And the past is not going to fix itself. So I just have to continue to move forward. Like I really do. Because if I sit there and hold it, the door's still open. It's just open like a crack. It's still open. So then I'm still allowing BS to continue to come into my life because that I'm holding this grudge, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I know I could dig it. Mm-hmm. So you said your mom was everything, right? But do you think she prepared you for reality?
What do you mean?
Like the realities that comes with having a dad. Because, you know, dads and moms are different. You know, the dad's a little bit more structured, a little bit more. Moms are kind of, not to say you don't have mothers that do the both role, but then mothers are kind of more lenient. They're more la-la-lanny.
Yeah. She definitely tried to be structured. She did a good job. I just want to say that. Mm-hmm. She definitely tried to be structured, but it's like sometimes she felt like she had to overcompensate. And I felt like I took advantage of that because it's just something like I was still missing that father figure.
Yeah.
And no matter how much she tried to overcompensate, it just wasn't enough. And I don't want to say that she wasn't enough. She was amazing, but it just was like, I still needed that male figure. And even though me and her never talked about it, we still don't talk about it.
Really?
Mm-mm. Like when she read the book, it was kind of like my way, like, hey, this is how I feel. You know, like.
So you never had a conversation with your dad as far as to why he was not there?
Yeah.
What like, did he say?
Same bull.
Same bull.
Like basically like, oh, your mother did it. Like he likes to put blame on other people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I seen these things myself. I felt these things myself. You can't tell me that other people made me feel this way. Those times that you was calling me B words, those times that he left me in Atlanta one time, like when I was like, what, 10, 11. I seen that myself. I went through that myself. So you can't tell me that you was a good father and people was holding you back. No, I seen that you was horrible. Mm-hmm. And there was plenty of times in my childhood where I knew I didn't want him in my life, but my mom really wanted me to have a father figure and she really tried to make it work. So when I seen she was trying to make it work, I said, okay, I'm going to try and make it work as well. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, after a certain point, if this person's not trying, why should I, you know? Mm-hmm. But I was still forgiven because it's like, I still want a father in my life, but it just wasn't working. Like you just did not want to be that father to me and I just never got it.
Mm. So do you know what kind of relationship that he had with his parents?
Yeah. Him and his mom, they didn't see eye to eye.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was in his life at all. He basically married my grandma for a green card and got his green card dipped.
The green card love.
Yeah, green card love, basically.
All right.
Got his green card dipped. And then my grandmother, she kind of held that grudge against my grandpa. So
your dad's dad was the one who got the green card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he just dipped.
Dipped right after he got it. Like literally never had contact with them. Never.
Well, there you have it right there.
Yeah. He didn't have proper love himself. And it's crazy because me and my dad acted like mentally, like we're kind of like the same person.
Well, you're
mentally.
A child.
Yeah. But like it's scary. Like
it's DNA.
DNA is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's just like, how does he not get that you went through something like that? Like you went through not having your dad in your life and you've seen how your mom raised you, single mom trying to do both. Why would you not want to correct that? You know
what I'm
saying? Yeah.
So I tell people all the time, you know, when you're when a child is coming to life, right, you're not really in the position at that point thinking you're having a child. Most people are just having intercourse.
Yeah.
And then the child comes.
Yeah.
So now when the child is here, right, sometimes a parent doesn't really realize all the traumatic things that they've experienced mm-hmm. now is actually coming out. So we could go two ways, like, because me personally, I didn't have the best relationship with my dad either. But I remember how I felt. You know, my dad didn't tell me he loved me until I was 21. Mm-hmm. Right. So I was like, hey, I don't ever want to put my kids through that. But I'm not going to lie, I was naturally closer with my daughter because me and my mom are like best friends.
Yeah.
My son, I had to consciously switch it. You know what I mean? But I didn't get close with him until he was about 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
Because me and my dad didn't have the good relationship. Yeah. So I tell a lot of women, it's psychological. You know what I mean? So I don't think he deliberately probably just didn't want to be in your life. It's that trauma that most people don't deal with, right? Because, you know, in our community, we look at mental health as like, oh, ain't nothing wrong with me. And we don't get therapy
exactly.
and things of that nature, right? So did you see your mother get love properly?
They wasn't together at all.
So like, she never remarried or like?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, she stayed single to raise me. She really didn't want any other male to raise me but him. So she gave him plenty of opportunities to change himself. And he just never wanted to change because she felt like that's not their job. If I was to get in a relationship, that's not their job to raise my kid. You know, it's his job, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a different take on that because I believe it does take a village.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the new person can be better and more of like, because when me and my daughter's mom separated and I used to ask her, hey, do you got a man? She thought I'm asking because I'm just trying to be in her business.
Yeah.
No, I want to see if you're going to be able to show my daughter a family type of setting.
Yeah.
Right. Because if I'm not there to do it because she moved away to New York and okay. I live here, at least now she can get the family setting. But she didn't got that because you and my daughter kind of was in the same situation. You know,
yeah.
Who did you grow up in the house with?
My grandmother and my aunt. But the thing is, I did have a great village because on my dad's side,
mm-hmm.
my aunt and my grandma, they loved me. Like, mm-hmm. they loved me as if my father wasn't doing wrong. And it's amazing because
uh-huh.
my aunt and my mom were young. And for them to notice that, hey, you know, even though my brother and, you know, my baby daddy's doing wrong, mm-hmm. we're still going to come together and raise this good little girl with like love.
Yeah.
So I was very thankful for them.
How were their relationships with their dads?
My mom.
Your mom, your grandmother, your aunt.
I don't know my grandma, but my aunt, she had her dad.
Mm-hmm.
She had her dad for sure. But my aunt on my aunt mom's side, she had her dad, but my aunt, she do her own thing. My mom didn't really have her dad. Her dad lived in Barbados. So mm-hmm. it was just really her, my grandma, and her stepdad.
Okay, so you had no male figure in the home. Okay, all right.
No.
So do you think women are easier to be lied to when they have daddy issues?
Yeah. Because you want to believe a man. Like, you want to finally believe a man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, sometimes men don't tell the truth.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah, sometimes they tell the truth.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
We don't have somebody to tell us like, oh, this boy going to run game on you. Like, yeah, this is how the boys run game.
Facts.
You know, so that was another thing. Boys used to lie to me all the time. Woo-wee.
Mm-hmm. So you wanted to believe the lie.
I wanted to believe it so bad.
Is that why you created, like in your book, you have a lot of these like Rapunzel, the princess and the frog. That's kind of like the fantasy still you're living through?
No, my mom used to read me books tell me stories all the time when I was uh-huh. asleep. And all these stories had like the prince that saved them or the great king in the castle. And I'm just like, dang, like, I don't got that.
Yeah.
But you keep like, I'm a princess. I know I'm a princess. I'm a queen. I'm all that. But I don't got that happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, am I ever going to find that happy ending?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Okay. So what do you think about women who don't like to be called queen? Do you think that comes from daddy issues?
Who don't like to be called queen? I mean, I love to be called queen.
I've met women that you don't call me a queen, all right?
Oh, they got some issues.
Yeah, I've met a few.
I've never met anybody like that. I don't know. I mean, they need to get their queen status up.
Because when you say, I mean, it made me take a different perspective on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because even if you go back to ancient times,
mm-hmm.
not everybody was a queen.
No, not everybody.
Not everybody was a king.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're not carrying yourself as a queen, then I guess I shouldn't really call you queen. You
that's probably they probably don't think they carry themselves enough.
No, facts.
Because I know I'm a queen. I try to carry myself the best.
Okay. So what are some healthy ways do you feel like how your dad should have treated you?
He definitely should have been there. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I felt like he should have put his trauma to the side and raised me.
She said, I felt like.
Yeah, it's like 100%.
You know, you know that's tough.
That is.
Some people don't ever overcome trauma, you know?
My dad's the type of person where, like, he'll push away all his problems and go into, like, a dark shell, which is something I do. Mm. So I know how he feels in those dark shells, but it's just like, you got to come out and still put 100%, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't ask to be here. You put me here.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to not give me 100% is just straight bull.
Okay. Do you ever feel like he loved you?
No.
No? Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
So he, okay. So what would make you say that?
You don't treat somebody like that, that you love. You don't. Like the stuff he put me through, you mm-hmm. don't treat a little kid like that. Like mm-hmm. you don't do that at all. No matter what your trauma was, the stuff he was doing, it was just like, why would you want to repeat trauma in the family? Why would you want to mm-hmm. keep that going, you know?
Yeah.
The stuff he would do was just like, I remember one time it was his birthday
mm-hmm.
and me and my mom didn't call him all day because we were trying to surprise him. We had bought him, he's a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought him like a big old trunk of like mechanic stuff. Like that junk was like $500-$600.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? My mom don't have to do that. That wasn't her man. But she did it because she knew I wanted to get my dad a birthday present mm-hmm. and we just wanted to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So since he didn't get a call from us, he calls the phone and leaves a voice message. Mind you, I'm listening to the voice message because I'm thinking, oh, my dad's calling to say like, hey, what's up? Where are we? Whatever. I'm listening to the voice message. You dumb B word. You and your daughter are a whore. F you and her. Da da da. Just going off. Like off.
Was he intoxicated?
No. That's okay. Just him. That's just him. He's just a very angry man. And mind you, I was real young. I was probably like 5, 6, 7, 8. Like real young.
Oh, wow. So you remember that.
I remember that like it was yesterday, and I would never forget that because it was just like, how can you say such words to a child that you created, a child that you're supposed to love? That's not love.
I wouldn't say angry, man. I would say he's wounded.
No, he's angry. He's very angry because it's not that he just takes it on me. He does it to everybody. He does it to his mom. He does it to his sister. He does it to the people, his girlfriends. He does it to everybody.
But then if you're angry, remember, it still could be based upon a wound that's never healed.
I get that, but that has nothing to do with me. I'm supposed to be the light in your life. I'm supposed to be.
Yes, you should. But if a person is wounded, remember, it's kind of like, okay, self, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you practice self-care?
Wake up in the morning, wash my face, you know, do my morning routine, eat some breakfast, probably go out, drink some tea, think to myself,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Okay. So those are things that you're doing for you.
Yeah.
Right. So yes, at the same time, your dad assisted with your mom. That's why you're here. But then when most people are not realizing that he's still operating off of self. So that's why he's only really thinking about himself. So I understand mm-hmm. how you see it because you're looking for the love that you wanted him to give you. So you're not caring about how he's moving. But in order for a person to really give us love and the things that we want, we still have to look at what their mindset is set upon. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so listen to this. The thing mm-hmm. is, like I said earlier, I think like him because, you know, I move exactly like him.
Mm-hmm.
So I did try to give that the benefit of the doubt. I did mm-hmm. because the older I got, the more I was dealing with more mental health issues and stuff like that. And I would do some tendencies that he would do.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference between me is my mom actually put me in therapy. She actually took the right steps to make sure that I knew how to understand myself just a little bit better and not lash out.
So you had therapy?
Yeah. And not be an angry person.
Okay.
So when I did get older, around like last year, me and my dad sat down and we had a talk, like a real, real talk. And I told him around last year, like, I don't want you in my life. I think that you're a horrible person. I hate you. And I don't want you to call me your daughter. Like, I don't want nothing to do with you.
Okay.
He sat there, broke down and said, look, like, you know, this is my childhood. This is what I went through. And I never wanted you to feel like that. This and a third. And I understood that because I said, I think like him. So I'm understanding. I'm very understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, now I'm thinking, okay, now that we both got to the same level,
mm-hmm.
you would try to change and do better. literally a couple months after that, he went back to the same bull. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I gave you the benefit of the doubt. Like, mm-hmm. I tried to work with you. I tried to understand you. So you should try to understand how I felt growing up and understand me and try to want better, especially now that I'm a grown up and we're trying to see eye to eye, but you didn't. You totally mm-hmm. fooled me. And you made me think that we connected when in reality, you just went back and reverted back to your old ways.
So the time that you told him, hey, Dad, I don't ever want to talk to you anymore. Did he show you any like signs of like, hey, I'm a different person now. I'm going to be different. I'm going to be better.
So my dad's a trickster. Mm-hmm. Every time he gets a new girlfriend or wife or whatever, he tries to put on like he's this great dad and the baby mama kept him away from me and this, that, and the third. So he'll come in and act good for a little bit, but he can't keep that act up. Mm-hmm. So for a time, he was doing amazing. He was doing great. Like, he paid my car insurance. This man ain't never paid nothing in my life. Nothing, okay? Mm-hmm. He paid my car insurance. I went to Atlanta to visit him. It was a great weekend. It was great.
Okay. How long ago was this?
Last year.
Okay.
Around October. So everything crumbled all in October. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, like, maybe he's changing. Maybe that one-on-one we had, mm-hmm. like, maybe he's doing better and I would give him the benefit of the doubt and we can move forward and have probably a good father-daughter relationship.
Yes.
Right after that, a couple months, like probably 2 months after, he stopped contacting me. He stopped calling me. He stopped texting me. We used to talk every Sunday. He stopped having all communication with me. And I'm calling him. I'm calling him, seeing where he's at. I'm seeing, okay, like, where you at, Dad? Like, I thought mm-hmm. we had a one-on-one. Because the stuff I told him that day, I would feel like any man should feel shameful for feeling that way. The stuff I told him. I told him some stuff that would make a man just feel weak, you know? Mm-hmm. He completely just cut me off. I still haven't heard from him to this day. But he talks to I have other sisters. He mm-hmm. talks to my other sisters, make sure they're straight, but he don't call me nothing.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
And that's strange. Why I just like, that's why I say he's a trickster. Like, I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt for years. For mm-hmm. years, even as a young kid, like, yeah. I tried, but he's very selfish and doesn't care about me. That's why I say he doesn't love me, because somebody you love, you don't treat like that, especially somebody that's tried for years and years mm-hmm. and years. You don't treat them like that. You okay. know what I'm saying? I gave him the benefit of the doubt numerous of times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I could see what you're saying, you know. I still think he's hurt, though.
He is hurt.
He's coming from a hurt place. So what do you think about women who are like overly independent? Like, do you think that's a sign of like daddy issues?
Yeah. Not daddy issues, but I just feel like you should want the help of a man. Mm-hmm. You know, I love an independent woman, but every woman who doesn't want to come home to a man that loves them and grounds them, you mm-hmm. know, who doesn't want that? Yeah. And any woman that says otherwise, y'all got some issues. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, mm-hmm. who doesn't want a man? I'm just being real. I want a man. Like,
you want a man?
I want a man.
So what about them women, right, who date women that look like men?
Oh.
Do you think that's some daddy issues underlying there? Because you have women like you who are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, that'll date a guy. I mean, date a woman that look like this. You know? And
I don't date women.
No. I'm just saying. You have women that do that. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's coming from underlined daddy issues?
No, I think that's like a self-preference thing.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why they would want to date him. I wouldn't want to be eating some cooch and I look up and see some titties. I wouldn't want to see that.
Okay.
But that's their little self-preference. I don't get that.
Okay,
either.
So you think that's more a preference?
Yeah.
You don't think that's a psychological thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, all right. Deep, you know. So women who like keep their kids from the dad, right, who wants to
Those
be dads, what do you think about that? Do you think that comes from like a daddy issue as well?
Yeah, I feel like they're being horrible. I feel like they're being mean. Mm-hmm. The kids deserve a dad, period. You shouldn't be taking them away from them, period. I don't know, the woman I do that could go to hell. Mm-hmm. Because that's just ridiculous. Like, why are you taking away a memory from that child? Why are you taking that away from that child? Because you want to be petty, because you mad that they didn't want you, because you thought that was supposed to be the man of your dreams, the man that was supposed to hold you down. That's not mm-hmm. cool. That child does not deserve that.
Okay. And your mom never kept you from your dad at
no,
all?
No.
He had full access.
He had full access anytime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just took advantage of it and just mistreated it.
So, and you said you and your mom never spoke about this. Mm-mm. Wow. That's that. Why?
Because
you know, there's always three sides to a story.
Well, the thing is, the reason why we never spoke about it is because I grew up in a house of all women. Mm-hmm. And majority of them was independent. And they always told me, oh, you don't need a man, da, da, da. But it's just like, I kind of do. Like, I want a man in my life. Yeah. So I didn't want to seem weak and say like, oh, like I miss my dad. Like, I wish my dad was here. Like, I felt like if I did discuss that, I feel like I would have got ridiculed. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to feel like that. Because as I said, I grew up in an all-women's house. And majority of them, my grandma, her husband left her. She had two husbands. They left her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My mom, she didn't really have her dad, and she didn't really date after my dad. Like, she did date, but it didn't really stick. You know, she's very independent as well. So it was like, I didn't want to seem as if I was being weak if I said I wanted a man to be in my life.
Mm-hmm. Because, okay, yes, that's your peoples, but it's kind of seeming like the culture around what you was raised in is no man. Exactly. So you have to kind of analyze, because that energy could have rubbed off on you.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So then when I did start getting to dating, I was very conflicted. Uh-huh. Like, on one hand, I wanted a man, but then the man I was picking was just like my dad. But then when I do go through my phase where I don't want a man, mm-hmm. it's like, damn, like I'm really lonely. Like, mm-hmm. I'm bored. And then I fall into the bad men again because mm-hmm. I'm trying to be, you know, have both. Like, don't want a man, but then I do. But then I don't really know what I want, and I don't really know what I deserve.
Okay. Are you still in therapy now?
No.
Okay. I mean, you know, because, you know, to me, healing is a continuous journey.
Yeah.
You know, so I believe therapy is definitely needed, especially coming from the type of situation that you came from. You know, even though you probably did therapy sessions before, mm-hmm. how long were the sessions?
How long did they last?
Yeah.
Like an hour.
Okay. Maybe. And, like, what was the duration of it? Like, 2 months, 3 months?
From all the way from like 11 to like 16, 17.
So you had therapy from 11 to 16?
Yeah.
Okay. So you never had therapy once you became an adult?
No.
Okay.
I felt like my pride was too big, and I felt like I didn't need it anymore. I felt like I was healed, but in reality, I really wasn't.
Okay. All right. I like the vulnerability, you know? Okay. Okay. So it's something you may revisit?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. No, I mean, I believe that, because if you're, most people don't realize that everything that you act out on here now is stemming from your childhood, mm-hmm. right? So even though you did go through therapy as a child, that was just helping you at that point. But now there's still some things that seeped in psychologically that you still may be reacting out of.
Exactly.
Especially growing up in a household with a bunch of women that had their own daddy issues. Exactly. You know, you don't want to continuously keep that cycle repeating. You want to break that generational curse, right?
Yeah. I do want to go back to therapy really, really soon.
Oh, yeah. Because do you think you can have a healthy relationship if you didn't come from one?
No. Okay. I have to learn. I have to learn a lot.
Okay. No, because I tell women a lot of times, like men too, like I was looking at, you know, Tyrese, and he said something so profound. He was like, why he hangs out with Reverend Run. Mm-hmm. You know, because he wants to have a successful marriage. So he's hanging out with Reverend Run because to have a successful marriage. And I tell a lot of women that you can't be talking all this bad and this, that, and X. And
because then it seeps into your brain and you think reality.
So that's why I feel as if at the end of the day, even this, you got to change this.
Why?
Because regardless of the fact, if you want, I tell women this all the time. If you want a healthy relationship, you want a healthy marriage, it stems from the relationship that you have with your dad. So I'm not saying you have to continue on a relationship with him, but just looking at this here.
But see, I feel like me cutting him off was a way of starting a healthy relationship in my life, like with myself and with men, because me allowing him to do the stuff, it was just ridiculous. Like, it really was. And I was just really allowing other people to treat me the same way.
But you can still see that you're hurt too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So that's what I'm saying. You can, I believe that you can cut someone off with grace and peace. I'll love you from a distance. You know what I mean? Distance with love. You know, you over there, I'm over here. Sometimes it's better that way. But you can still see when the anger is still there. Yeah. So if that's still seeped within you, that is still going to affect you when it comes to having a healthy relationship like you would want.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think I could do another sit down with my dad because the stuff
No. You don't have to do another sit down with him, right? Because sometimes we got to take the apology that we never got.
That's what I'm learning.
The healing is
for
you.
That's hard, to take an apology that you never got. Yeah. That's the most hardest thing you could do in life, for real.
But see, the reason why you have to forgive him is because that's why I was asking you, forgive him for real, right? Because it's easy to say, you know, I forgave him, but I still kind of feel you didn't, because that's why this is like this. You see what I'm saying? Because it's still something that you're holding on, that you feel like you're missing. So the reason why we tend to still hate our parents in a way is because we built up a character through living within that dysfunction.
Yeah.
So it's easier to now say, oh, I hate you, because I looked at the end of your book. I was like, okay, let me go to the end, you know, to see if there was like a happy ending or whatever. And the end, you said, F him.
Because that's how I feel.
So that's what I'm saying. So if you're still feeling that way, that means you're still blocking.
Hurt.
You're hurt, and you're still blocking your good man, your, you know, Michael B. Jordan. You see what I'm saying?
I want that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to learn how to accept it. I really, really am. But as you said, it takes time. It really does.
Yes.
Because the years that I was hurt, that's hard to like really let go. You know what I'm saying? That's so hard to let go. And I feel like that's what's, as you said, messing me up from finding a good man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really trying to just accept things. Like you said, accept the apology that I never got.
Mm-hmm.
But some days it's really hard. It really is. Because sometimes I just want to hear him say like, I'm sorry. Like, I really, really am. Like, I just want to feel like we was really vulnerable and that he really meant to. Like, we don't have to continue the relationship, but I really want him to acknowledge like, you really, really hurt me.
Yeah.
Like, period. Like, you hurt me in ways
No, I totally understand. I get it, you know?
Yeah.
But when you understand how they were raised, that's where, like, when me and my dad had our sit down and his dad never told him he loved him ever. His dad didn't interact with him at all. So I can't be mad at him that he didn't give me that. He didn't. Most people do what they see.
Yeah.
You know, it's rare at a T-bone steak that people do the opposite. You see what I'm saying? So that's rare.
T-bone steak.
Yeah. So I got to look at the things that he did do, because I wish my dad, you know, like how I go to the basketball court and play with my son. These are all the things that I wish my dad did with me, but I see why he couldn't do it. He didn't get it. So he couldn't give me that value that I would have wanted. How to be a provider, a man, and all these things. He couldn't give me any of that because he ain't have it himself.
Yeah.
So I can't be mad at him for that. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you got to kind of look at it. Like, your dad didn't have the training. He didn't have the knowledge. He didn't really get raised. You said his dad dipped.
But can I say this, though?
Of course.
He does take care of my other sisters. He's there for them full time.
So do you think it's something with your mom then?
No. Because my mom don't want that man. My mom don't want nothing to do with that man. She left him.
See, so that could be it. You can be a reminder from the hurt that he's feeling from your mom dipping.
But the way he be talking about that lady, he not hurt.
Put up fronts.
But he found a whole nother love of his life.
Of course,
later.
People gonna move on. That don't mean they still not wounded. My son's mom got remarried, had another son, got a house, and she still hate me to this day.
That's a grudge.
Yeah. She make more money than me. She do it way better than me. And she's still mad. She's still mad.
I just don't
so
get
just because
that,
people, because remember, life's still going to go on.
Yeah.
You still going to get another man. Now we just got to figure out if he's going to be a good man or not.
Facts.
You know? So you were dealing with a man that had another woman, right? I seen it in your book, the Princess and the Frog. And then was Rapunzel you two?
No.
Oh, okay.
I ain't never let a man hit on me now. That's why I draw the line.
Okay. I was like, Rapunzel was going through it now.
Rapunzel was going through it like crazy.
I was like, okay, all right. So what made you stay in that situation when you knew he had another woman? Like, what made you stay in that?
I really wanted a man. Like, I just really wanted it to work out.
He was
out.
Slanging that thing like that?
Woo. Good. That boy was slanging like, what's that name?
Slanging like Donkey Kong?
No, slanging like Goliath. He was, woo-wee.
Okay. But so you was like, demonized.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, very much so. But I really wanted it to work out because.
But the man had a woman.
I know.
Or which, I mean, if he told her And she was okay with it. I mean, because I do believe in a man having multiple women. If he's able to take care of the woman, he's honest about it.
But I would have liked the heads up. Like, they were married. Yeah, like, okay. Like, she's never going anywhere because y'all are married. Mm-hmm. It was no heads up. It was just like, he just gave me BS from the start. He didn't give me an option. Okay. He did give me an option to choose, but it wasn't a good enough option. It wasn't a clear enough option. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, like, yeah. I wish I could have known that from the jump. Like, hey.
You just wanted to know it from the giddy up.
Yeah, like, this is what me and my wife are trying to do. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Trying to bring you in.
Yeah, I'd have been like.
Would you be open to that, though?
Hell no. And I told him, I said, look, if we're going to do this, I want my time. I'm not eating no puss. I want my own time.
Okay, you wanted to be with him, but you wanted, you're separate. You didn't want to be sister wives.
Yeah, he wanted that too as well, and I guess she wasn't having that at
all. So she wanted you in the crib to help wash dishes and cook and stuff.
She wanted us to sleep in the bed. She wanted us to go everywhere. She wanted us in a group chat. And it was like,
yeah, he had it good. Like, what the hell?
Listen, no, he did not.
That's every man's dream right there. If your woman is okay with it, we okay with it.
But he was going about it wrong.
Yeah,
he was going about it wrong. Yeah, he should have started from the jump. Like, hey, this is my wife. Like, we're married. Mm-hmm. You can either choose to stay. He was trying to do it the sneaky, conniving way. And it just, that's where he messed up everything.
Okay.
And I wish I would have known that from the jump, because then I could have had the option of, okay, I don't want that. Because obviously she's not going nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. She's staying in it.
She's locked in.
She's grandfathered in.
Yeah, like, I wish I could have had that option, because I would have been like, okay, well, I can never be the main one, so I could just leave and find my own little woody whoop, you know?
Okay, so woody whoop, right? Would you be okay with not being the main?
No.
Okay, so what do you think are some characteristics of her main?
I'm first priority.
No, we know that, but what are characteristics within the woman that makes her a main?
I don't know, because the way these men be moving, I don't know. Because you could be a side chick and give main qualities and still be the side chick. That was me.
Okay. So you think you had main woman qualities?
Yeah, I just didn't have a man. Yeah. I just had a man that didn't want to make me a main woman.
Okay. But then it got to be a reason for that, though. Just speaking from a male's
perspective. Even if he wanted to.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing. Because from a male's perspective, a lot of women always feel like they the main. And it is a reason why you ain't the main. So sometimes we have to, you know, as women, you have to self-reflect and say, well, hold on, what I was giving off. It's just like the same thing with how women, every woman think they're a queen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not.
You're not really. You know, maybe you wasn't, you know, you couldn't hold down a job, or maybe you wasn't
unstable.
You know what I'm saying? Your credit wasn't good.
Daddy issues.
That too. So
I feel
you know,
like that was a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So some women, I do believe some women are just the side. You see what I'm saying?
Because I feel like even if I was main material, she was locked in, like you said, like she was locked in. Mm-hmm. So it just, he was never the perfect match. He was never the man that was supposed to be for me. That's why I said he was a frog.
Okay.
I knew he was a frog. It wasn't no crazy, you know, spell that got put on him. He was a frog from the jump.
From the jump. Okay.
Yeah. That's why I felt that way. I should have never even continued that BS. Like, I should have never even went through with it, because he showed me who he was from the jump. The moment he said he had a girlfriend, I should have left that alone. Even if they was open relationship or not. Mm-hmm. I knew I was never going to be main, because it's an open relationship. You're locked in with her. You're telling me about her for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
So what are you doing now to make sure something like this is not happening again?
No girlfriends. Not at all. No open relationships. No threesomes. No none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically knowing my worth, I'm trying to know what I want, but I'm still healing, like we said. So we're still learning a little bit what we want.
Okay.
But basically just stepping up my boundaries and stepping up what I want. Like,
so you don't really know what you want?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
But I do know I want a man that caters to me as well.
Really? Yeah. So you want a man to cater to you?
Yeah.
Like, what way?
Like, bring me flowers, open the door for me. I wasn't accepting that before. Like, I would just accept anything.
Okay.
Bring me flowers, open the door, take me out on dates.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure he calls me, make sure he checks up on me. Like, I feel like if a man really likes you, he wouldn't go a whole day without calling you. Like, I would let that slide. Like,
if he's busy? What if he's an entrepreneur? And
at least text like, hey, babe, how you doing? Are you doing good? I'm busy. I'm working. I can accept that, because I know people be busy. But a man going a whole day, or sometimes this boy will go weeks, months, even text me, that's not acceptable. That shows that he really doesn't care, you know?
Okay. I understand what you're saying. All right, all right. So you don't know what you want yet, but you're kind of figuring it out.
Figuring it out, yeah. I'm trying to unlearn what I had learned.
Okay.
Like what I thought was acceptable.
So do you think you can date within the healing stage? Because you still sound like you're healing now. Or not?
I want to say yes, because, you know, I want some loving, but... But I don't think it's good, because then I just feel like you're still learning yourself.
Yeah.
So you don't really know what you want. Like right now I'm talking to some guy and I'm putting mm-hmm. him through it. Oh my God. I am bringing that boy so much hell. But it's like, I don't really know what I want. Like I'm still learning myself.
So then
myself.
You got to cut it out.
I got to cut it out, but I want some loving.
That's where the discipline comes in now, because through the discipline is how you're going to actually grow and
exactly,
heal.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? So I get what you're saying. Of course, we all want some loving. But at the same time, we got to understand, you know, when you're putting yourself in that type of situation, you're still exchanging that energy, mm-hmm. right?
So
you're still
and I'm keeping pushing myself back.
Yes. I do believe that you can deal with someone while you're healing if they're in the healing journey. Because now, if you're still at a broken point, right, that means the guy you're choosing is still broken.
Mm-hmm.
So that energy of brokenness, he's still inserting in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's why it's imperative to say, hey, you know what? Let me find some discipline and, you know, cross the legs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, the legs are still crossed. I've been celebrating since October.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That's good. All right. PTSD,
but I'm dying for some. Like, I'm dying. Like, but I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm dying for some, but I think
so you
that's
closed
my
up shop.
Yeah, I did. But I also think that's like my problem, because then, you know, when you're celibate for so long mm-hmm. and you get a little bit of attention, you just mm-hmm. jump right into it.
Yeah.
So that's where it comes with like the discipline part. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to make sure like during this time I am raising my standards and I'm keeping it like disciplined and knowing that, okay, if I do have sex again, it's with somebody that treated me right and honestly deserved it.
Okay. All right. She's keeping it all whole. Clank, clank.
It's killing me.
All right. So as far as upbringing, right, do you think a household is better with both parents?
Yes.
What makes you think
it depends on the parents, because sometimes the father could be in the household and still be horrible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It depends. Sometimes the father cannot be in the household and it could be just as good. So mm-hmm. it could go both ways. But it would be nice if both parents could be in the household and be in a healthy environment for their kid.
Okay. All right. No, I agree with you. Yeah. But that part about the parents being in sync, you know.
Yeah, being in sync, making sure that like they know how they're going to raise their child, not let them see any toxic. Just keep that behind closed doors, you know.
Yes. Okay. So are you a mother now?
No.
No?
No. We don't need no kids.
Do you think
yet,
you would be
yet.
A good mom if you had a kid?
I'm nervous to be a mom. I really am. I think it scares me, because I wouldn't want my kid to go through the same issues I had. Like I find a baby daddy or a husband or whatever, and he puts my kid through the same thing. I'm really nervous about that.
Yeah. Well, that's why you got to do the work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fully. 100%.
You know? Yeah. I get it.
But it still terrifies me, because you could even do the work still and a guy could just do a whole 360, you know?
If you're dating with intentions, you know, and a lot of men and women don't date with intention. They just date to date. Oh, yeah, I want to,
I want to get married.
They
want to
take
the
picture with the steak and they're not dating with intention. So that's how those things can still occur.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
But no, okay. I want to get married. I would love to have like, you know, the picture perfect, get married, have a husband. We raise our kid in the perfect house.
Picture perfect.
Yeah. Picture freaking perfect. But, you know, sometimes guys can really do like a 360. Like you can have a kid and all of a sudden it's just, you know?
Well, that's why, like I said, if you're dating with intention, then you're inquiring, you're asking the right questions. Y'all having those phone conversations, you know, instead of just running to the date. You'll be able to figure this out beforehand. Yeah. You know
I
mean?
I would never get pregnant. We got to be together at least like 6 years for me to get pregnant.
Okay. So you're preventing that.
Yeah.
Outside of keeping the shop.
Yeah. I don't want to have kids anytime soon. Like if I do get married, because I want to get married if I have my kids. I really
okay.
Do.
You want to have them out of wedlock.
Not about that, but it's just like, if you really love me, like, why would you just want to put a kid in me, like, not put a ring on me first? Like, mm-hmm. you know, I want to see if you really love me. Like, if you really love me, you'll marry me. You'll make me your wife. And then we take time to get to know each other even more, married. And then we have our kid. Because then we understand, okay, we're compatible together. We've been together for some while. And we can raise a kid together.
All right. So when do you think adults should say now, hey, this is adult issues instead of daddy issues, and take some accountability?
I feel like after you notice that you have daddy issues and you're still doing the same BS, that's when you should start taking accountability.
Okay.
For sure. Because like I said earlier, some of those actions were my fault. Like I should have definitely never allowed that. You know, that's not all daddy issues. That was me being just straight up dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up dumb. That was real stupid to put myself through that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah. I understand the origin of it. But like I said, once you turn adulthood, it's really, it's on you now.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? On
to,
you.
To do the self-work.
And you got to know how to just pick better options, you know?
Yeah.
Like better choices.
Yeah.
Not everything is blamed on your trauma, because most of the time you notice your trauma when you're young or entering adulthood. Mm-hmm. So now you have to choose on if you want to do better, put yourself in therapy, whatever works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, if you're still making bad options, that's you. That's all you, 100%. Because you knew your issues. You didn't cope with them, but you knew they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you still continue to do dumb options, then you're going to get dumb answers.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So do you think you found peace at this point with not having a relationship with your dad?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. Okay. I think I have. Yeah, I really, really have. Like the book helped me a lot.
So we're going to see a part two to this?
No. Writing that book was hard. That was so hard. Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm not an author. I just
I mean, you are.
Oh yeah, well now
you
I am.
You got your book.
But it's not like I'm a full-time writer. Like that's not my thing. Like that.
So this was more like you journaling and getting out
basically,
your feelings.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, but we got to have the part two. We got to have the healed where this ain't scribbled, so you can attract that Boaz, that Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, and then hopefully hope other girls that there's a happy ending. I will.
Yes.
Well, we'll see how the endings go.
Okay.
We'll see.
Gonna follow back up with you.
Yeah. Hopefully, like a year or two, we'll see. We'll see how I'm feeling. Most likely, it would, because you know I write in my journal on the side, like personally for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see how we feeling. We'll see.
Okay, we might
do a part two. Let the girls know how I'm doing.
Yes. We have to. All right. Well, this was so awesome. I was so glad to have you
on.
Thank you. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
My Instagram is at, do I look at the camera?
Yeah.
My Instagram is at Kalani's Glam Spot. The book, A Memoir to the Girls with Daddy Issues, is on Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Nobles, and Writers Republic. Make sure y'all go get it if you got that daddy issues, period. And I just want to thank William so much for having me on here. It's amazing.
Mr. Thanks. Williams, okay. No problems. Yes, it was lovely. You know, it was good.
Really nice.
It was somewhat therapeutic for me as well.
Yeah.
You know, I still go through therapy. Like I just forgave my dad last year. So I totally understand about being angry at your parents, you know.
Yeah.
Took me 40 years, but I did it, you know. Yeah, I'm 41.
Oh my God. You look good.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought you were like in your 30s.
Oh wow, okay. You got any good applications?
Do I have any applications? I might have to give me one now.
You know, okay. We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, you look good. Wow.
Thank you. Period. I appreciate that. Period.
Skin's nice.
All right. You know, drink alkaline water here. Man, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray. And we out of here. Yeah.
Period.